That's New Life Worship and The Great I Am. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm so loving the worship today. It really is great. But as promised on Worship Radio 247...
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
We're looking at Corinthians. If you've got your Bible, turn with me, please, to the first book of Corinthians. We're going to go to the 13th chapter, and we're going to be studying the fourth verse today. Over the last 3 days, we've looked at these three awesome verses, culminating in yesterday when we looked at this verse. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. We studied that in depth. And if you missed the program, let me just tell you that in essence we found that there is easy love and there is difficult love. Easy love is someone that you already love. Easy love is your members of your family. But difficult love is that person that really irritates you, and you know who I mean. They really irritate you. And so therefore to love them is very, very, very difficult. As you walk along the street and you see a tramp on the side of the road, how difficult is it to love that person? But we're called to. We are called to love everyone. The Lord Jesus Christ said, that you need to love. You have to love. Love others as I have loved you, was what he said. We're now looking at the first part of verse 4. And it just says this: love is patient and kind. I'm going to stop right there and just look at that particular phrase. And I'm going to take this bit by bit by bit by bit. So it's going to take a while. Not today, that is. But it will take a while to go all the way through this particular scripture because it's so awesome. We're going to look today at this. Love is patient and kind. Love is patient and kind. Some years ago, I was studying this, I was looking at this particular scripture, and I was trying to figure out in my own mind if I could tick all the boxes. And I did this before I really started to study the scripture. I thought, okay, I'm going to look through Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm going to see if I am loving the correct way, if I am loving the way I should love. And so I began to look at it, and I thought, okay, I'm going to do a sort of a tick box affair. If I can manage one of them, I'm going to tick it off, and if I can't, I'm going to put a cross by it. So I opened it up, and I looked, and the first words I saw were, love is patient and kind. I had to put an X right there, right at that first point. Love is patient and kind. Why, beloved? Because I wasn't patient and I wasn't kind at that time. And so therefore I thought, well, I'm failing on that already. So how can I possibly say that I love when on the first point I am failing? You see, that is what love is. Love is patience. Being patient with somebody. Constantly, constantly trying to see the good in them and never seeing the bad. Someone who is patient and waiting for them to respond maybe to what you're saying. When someone is arguing at you and they're sort of shouting at you in a sense, you're not shouting back, but you're just being patient. And every time you think about that person, you need to be thinking kind thoughts. You need to be kind. Love is patient and kind. Now, what does patience actually mean to you? All the way through my life, I have suffered from irritation. irritation that drives me nuts sometimes. And what I mean by that is somebody might do something that I find greatly irritating. Really, really grates on me. It could be something as simple as snoring, or it could be something simple as someone crunching when they're eating cereal, or crunching when they're eating crisps, or whatever. I mean, there are just so many different irritations that we find along life's paths. But I have these irritations, and I hate it. I really, really dislike it. And sometimes these irritations will then not let me be patient. So one has got to go for the other one to come to the fore. Patience is absolutely vital in what we're talking about here. And so my question to you right now, right at this moment, is this. How patient are you? How kind are you? Because if we are going to figure out what love actually is and actually then do something about it, surely we have to take each one of these points and we have to question ourselves and say, does that apply to me? Am I talking about me here? And if I were to do a self-examination on myself, and a lot of people don't like doing that, a self-examination, would I be left wanting in the patience area? Or would I be, as it were, bang on the money? How would I be on that particular point? So we have to ask ourselves these questions, because these questions, as I say, are vital. Love is patient and kind. So we could say this, love is patient. Love is kind. We can say that with some certainty now. Love is patient. Love is kind. I'm just looking at patience and kindness on this program today. That's all I'm looking at. So I want to ask you this very important question. Would you agree with me if If I were standing in church right now and you were sitting in the congregation, if I said the words, those of you who have very little patience, please jump to your feet. Those of you who feel that you're not always kind, please jump to your feet. Right at this moment, would you be jumping to your feet? That's the question I'm asking. I'm asking you that question quite simply now. I'll tell you what. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, why don't you jump to your feet right now, if that is you? Come on, up on your feet. Because what we're going to do now, beloved, we are going to ask the Lord to inject some patience and kindness into our lives. And do you know what? If I could jump to my feet, I would be on my feet. I'm behind a desk and I can't really get up. But spiritually speaking, I've jumped to my feet. So this prayer is not only for you, it's for me as well. Right at the beginning of this, I told you that I lacked patience and kindness. And I had gone when I was supposed to be talking about this, and I was thinking about it myself. And would I fail or would I not fail? And on this, I would fail. I stand before you now, humbly, telling you that this is an area in my life that I do fail. As well you know, I am transparent and wide open on this. So what I want to do right now is to pray. Heavenly Father, I'll tell you what, why don't we pray this together? I'll say the beginning bit and you just copy me, okay? Here we go. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry that I fail you in so many ways. But Lord God, I want to learn what true love is. And I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to inject into me a measure of patience and of kindness. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father, for saving me. And I give my life to you again, unconditionally. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I'd love to get a response from you. If you'd like to send me an email right now, it'll come through to the studio live. Time to worship. No, it's not time to worship. Send it to studio at worshipradio247. Studio at worshipradio247.org. I'll say that again. Send your email to studio at worshipradio247.org. I'd love to hear from you. If you made that declaration, I'd especially love to hear from you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. As we go right on now with worship music, don't forget in the second hour, I'm going to be bringing you a daily devotional. We're looking at Psalm 103, and I've just been reliably informed it's not verse 4. We're looking at verse 5 today of Psalm 103. That's in the second hour. Right now, here's Hillsong.